announcing Friday Night Live, broadcasting live from Waukesha and only on the Shaw 540 AM and 101 FM. Live music every Friday night, beginning at 6 p.m., broadcasting from the Five Points in downtown Waukesha. Friday Night Live broadcasting begins June 3rd at 6 p.m. and will play out all summer long. A special guest host each Friday night. Tune in for the music and variety, or come downtown to the Five Points and join the party. Friday Night Live only on the Shaw.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So we lost an icon yesterday. I think it was in the midst of scrolling through the FBI at Mar-a-Lago stuff that I saw that Olivia Newton-John had lost her battle with breast cancer, and she was only 73 years old.
Yeah.
Which does not feel very old.
It's not very old. My sister is 72. And I'm 10 years younger.
Yeah.
So for people like us, that's awfully darn close.
Yeah. And I think that was kind of what hit me. I was like, she's only 73.
Right.
And I was probably a little too young for the heyday of her music career.
She was huge.
But I certainly, yes. And that's the thing. So it's like, I certainly was obsessed with Grace growing up. I'm a total musical theater nerd. And so I love that movie, although I do love how young I was allowed to watch all that movie, and like some of the themes. Yeah,
it was a little naughty.
Especially, it's also one of those, like, in the Me Too era of the some of the lyrics from tell me more well, didn't get very far.
And the whole she's a good girl but she wants him so she has to wear black spandex.
Yes.
Now okay, that's fine,
but I'm not in the mindset. I'm not in the camp of we have to go back and revise everything that was, you know, in the world that was when things were okay. Things were okay. It doesn't mean we should go erase everything. But it is funny to be like, huh? It's like the what's the Christmas Carol song that
we're
always like,
Baby, It's Cold Outside. Good heavens, watch the movie Gigi sometime.
Yes,
I mean that will blow your mind.
But what I didn't realize, I mean, I think I knew it. I knew what a big deal she was, but I didn't realize that she won 4 Grammys. She transcended genres, that she was a country star at one point. She did pop music. She did dancehall music. Like, she had done so many different things. She sold over 100 million records. And so I found this on CNN, and I think they said it better than I could, just to kind of sum up her career. And so we're going to play that.
Olivia Newton-John shot to stardom opposite John Travolta in the musical blockbuster Grease. It was 1978. She was 29 years old, but played an innocent teen in love with a boy from the other side of the tracks. I'm hopelessly devoted to you. Newton-John first won over devoted fans as an award-winning singer in the early 70s. Let me be there in your morning. Let me be. Let Me Be There earned her a Grammy Award for Best Country Female Vocal Performance. And her 1974 chart-topping hit, I Honestly Love You, won the Grammy for Record of the Year. Over the course of her career, Newton-John sold more than 100 million albums, scored multiple number one hits, including Magic from her box office dud Xanadu, and one that showcased her sexier side.
So yeah, she had quite the career, and I'll always remember her as Sandy. I don't know what your strongest memory of her career
for
was.
For me, it's that physical videotape. Because she inspired the whole look that we wore leggings.
So it wasn't Jane Fonda? It was more Olivia Newton-John?
It was certainly Jane probably was first, but Olivia and that video in particular, we would walk around with leggings over our jeans. It was
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You wore leggings over, is that because you were in Wisconsin? It was cold, so you couldn't just wear leggings?
We're not always wearing tights, you know, but you wanted to wear leggings because it was cool. And Olivia went from good girl to Vava Voom with Let's Get Physical. That was racy for the day.
Oh, that's so interesting to think about.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so I just, you know, it's one of those things where these people, I don't often get misty when, because I think I've said before, I'm not a, I don't fangirl hard as
right.
far as thinking that the celebrities are, you know, so like I you know, waiting in line or getting starstruck whenever I've met anyone who's famous. Like, I think the most starstruck I ever got was Gina Davis. She came into the restaurant that I worked at, and I was kind of like, because she's also someone who does a lot more than just, you know, she was in Mensa. She's her whole foundation as far as women's representation. But even that, I was kind of like, well, it's just, I'm going to leave her alone.
Well, you worked in Hollywood. You know, I think you were around it a little bit more. And also, having worked in the industry, you know, these people are just like everybody else.
Yeah. That's true. But I will say, when that came across my feed last night, there was a part of it that goes, oh, and it was a picture of her as the Vava Voom, but black
outfit,
the leotard outfit, the end of the movie outfit. And I remembered that when I was, I think I was in fourth or fifth grade, because the elementary school I went to every year had a sock hop. And it must have been a fundraiser for something. And it was a Catholic elementary school, so it was first through eighth grade. And it was in the basement of the church every year. And there was all the 50s music,
right.
And both parents and kids would dress up. And I think most years, like first, second, third grade, I dressed up and I was in a poodle skirt.
And saddle shoes, right?
And saddle shoes. And I think one year I wore a little like black rimmed nerd glasses. And I think my dad wore his, I remember one year he wore his Letterman jacket that he had from college because he played at the Badgers. And so, you know, and then there was one year that I wanted to dress as the end of the movie, Sandy.
Whoa.
And my parents laughed. But of course I'm
like you.
Oh yeah, I was like a string bean, so it's not like I had like any, I still don't really have any curves to talk about, so let's be serious. And I wore some kind of black legging and some black top, and like my mom put curlers in my hair, and I like that was my, and I just, it was like a skin tight clothes.
Wow.
And I was end of the movie Sandy, and my mom let me dress as her to go to the sock hop that year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so I just remembered that memory, and I like, because I loved that movie so much.
Do you remember what did the nuns say?
We didn't have nuns.
Okay.
The nuns we just had normal,
like, regular teachers.
Regular teachers by the time that I went there. But I think it was just like, it was like a dance costume.
Right.
It was no tighter than any dance costume you'd wear at that age.
Right.
Had I been like 12 and developing, maybe people would have given me a couple more eyeballs. So,
what is she wearing?
Like, Daddy Bry, what did you put her in? But I will say, you know, whenever you lose someone who's made such an impact on culture, it does not go without wanting to have some kind of tribute to what they contributed to people's lives, to the music that they listened to the memories that they have. And so certainly Olivia Newton-John was that for a lot of us who loved Grease, a lot of people who just loved pop culture and pop music. So rest in peace to her. Go vote. We got until it's 2 o'clock. So we got 6 hours till the polls close. I'm heading there now to drop off my turn in my absentee ballot and actually vote. Happy primary day. Come back tonight. I'll be on from 9 to 10, but coverage will start at 8 p.m. And otherwise, we'll see you back here tomorrow. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.